You'd think a prison would be the last place anyone would willingly spend money to stay in, but you'd be wrong. Former prisons all over the world have been opening their gates to paying guests. Some have been converted into luxury hotels, but others, like the Kurosta prison in Latvia, are left almost unchanged, with none of the usual comforts, thanks to the rise in popularity of what's become known as reality tourism. Unlike luxury tourism, people are given the chance to have an authentic and challenging experience. Constructed in 1905 as a jail for sailors who didn't obey orders, Kurosta Prison was taken over in the 1970s by the USSR's secret service, the KGB. Today, it's a hotel with a difference. The extreme package offers the opportunity to experience life as a prisoner for a few hours. Too extreme, you may think, but hundreds of people actually choose to stay here every year. Admittedly, most are on trips organised by their school, but there are growing numbers of business people who come here on team-building exercises. Not too many on their honeymoon, I suspect. I recently spent one night as a guest in Kurosta Prison. The extreme package started at 9 p.m. when the prison guards lined everybody up in the courtyard and shouted out orders. The experience felt so real, it was sometimes too difficult to remember that the guards were really actors and that we were only role-playing. Before we were taken to our cells, we had to put on prison uniform, and then one of the guards took a photo of each of us to put in our prison document. I half expected them to take our fingerprints too, but that didn't happen. After that, it was dinner, which consisted of a hunk of dry bread and black tea. If you wanted coffee or a cold drink, too bad. We were then shut in our cells for the night. There were four people in every cell, so we weren't alone, but we were given strict instructions to keep silent unless given permission to speak. After a very uncomfortable few hours, we were finally allowed to leave, which all of my cellmates did, along with almost everyone else, without waiting for breakfast. As the advertisement says, the service is unfriendly and unwelcoming, which sums it up nicely. For me, it was a memorable night, but not one I'd wish to repeat in a hurry. But at least it didn't cost much at only €10. If this appeals to you, then go to www.tarcenytours.com. That's TarcenyTours. They offer a 3-day tour of Latvia, which includes one night stay at Kurosta. The Alcatraz Prison Hotel, near Frankfurt in Germany, is also located in a former prison and is named after the famous Alcatraz Prison near San Francisco. Guests have the option of choosing one of the basic cell rooms, which are very small, or one of the rather better comfort rooms, which have private showers. Although the cells are clean and cheerful, there's still some discomfort. The beds, which are original and made by prisoners, are very narrow, and there are still bars on the windows. But if it's an authentic prison experience you're looking for, then the Alcatraz probably isn't for you. The staff are the most striking difference. Here, they couldn't be more friendly and welcoming. Not at all what a convict would have expected here in the past. The cost of staying at the Alcatraz is comparable to other budget hotels in the area, although I would have expected to pay a bit more. Prices range from €49 for a single to €69 for a double in the smaller cell rooms, while the larger rooms cost about €20 per night more. If you've experienced a night in a prison hotel, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us at www.